I'd like to start my comments this week by emphasizing that this class is not intended to push you through large volumes of learning content, where you have to try to memorize and provide back various facts and figures that are soon forgotten after a midterm or final. In those classes, you have to refer back to your notes or books later because you have quickly forgotten the nuggets of information. Instead, it is our intention to focus you upon a small set of concepts and strategies that we believe are highly important for your future professional success. We want to provide you with a fair depth of understanding about these select concepts so that you can employ them effectively in your lifetime with little need for a book or a refresher course. For those of you who wish to make a difference in the world, these concepts are ones that you need to learn, to internalize and carry with you from now on, not in a textbook, not in a notebook, but in your mind, in your long-term memory. You need to have these thoughts and mental roadmaps ready for use at a moment's notice. So, for instance, memorize for the rest of your life the steps of the engineering design process as illustrated in our key course image. Define, generate and select, explore, and report and recommend. Once that sequence is memorized, you have it with you always as a guide. No book, no web page, no internet, no smartphone, just your brain. You should only need to refresh your memory from time to time by looking at the actual in-print map or image. You may think that I'm kidding, but I'm not. Back in 10th grade of high school, I had to memorize a portion of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Wan that April with his sure suta, the drogget of March hath pierced to the ruta. I learned that phrase 30 years ago. And I know those words almost as well today as I did in 1984. The engineering design process has been boiled down to 4 steps and 6 words. Memorize them. They are your internal compass to the future. During this past week of class, we have spent time talking a bit about effective teamwork and project management. As you reflect upon our week, here is a key point you want to take away from our time together. Effective teamwork begins with getting to know the people on your design team. This week, we spent time talking about values. We asked you to think about and talk about your values and to listen to the values expressed by others. These exercises were intended to help you get to know yourself better and to help you become more comfortable learning about others. We asked you to create short introductory videos that you shared with one another to again help you to develop familiarity with and trust in one another. We have engaged in group discussions to help us all turn unfamiliar people into known, respected colleagues. These activities of sharing and interaction are intentional. They are exactly the type of interpersonal activity that needs to occur before a design team sets off to attack a particular project challenge. Social interactions of this type are not wasted time. They are essential as first steps towards success. Additionally, this week we read and briefly discussed an article that focused our thinking upon the intersection of group design activities and human values. By reading the article, I wanted to move us to begin considering the implications of how that intersection, design and values, or more generally, project management and values, can determine our ability to make a difference. This weekend, you should be putting the finishing touches upon your first essay for class, a reflective writing that pushes you to think about and express your values. We want you to know with more certainty who you are. It's okay if you aren't sure how well you know yourself. That learning takes time. We also want you to become more skilled in interacting with others and learning about who they are and what they value. Next week, we will host a guest speaker in class. We are bringing this speaker to class because we believe that her topics of discussion can spark new thoughts in your mind, motivate new introspection, and develop new external awareness of the world around you. The presentations and discussions surrounding stereotype threats and implicit bias are intended to sharpen your senses so that you become more aware, more sensitive, internally and externally, to people, yourself, and others. Next week, in class, we will continue to learn about one another as we prepare ourselves for successful group work. Let me remind you of the project management steps that we covered briefly in class. Pre-phase, initial phase, trust-building phase, work phase, and finishing phase. I don't feel that you need to remember the details of these phases. However, recognize that the first three steps involve consideration of interpersonal interactions. Who will you work with on a project? As your team comes together, how well do the team members know one another? If you are just a member of the team and not the leader, how well do you know the others? Do team members trust one another and agree upon workflow and modes of interaction? To what extent are the team members ready to begin the actual technical work of a project? In closing, let me state that technical competence on an engineering design project is just a portion of what is necessary to bring forward a successful design. Our focus this semester is not on the hardcore science, technology, engineering, and math skills that are required for design success, but upon the other, often interpersonal skills that are so critical.